An email sent by Brad Ellsworth's campaign Friday cites the need for a return to civility in Washington, a parallel to Evan Bayh's Monday announcement he would retire from Congress in part because of the increasing partisan rancor there. Putnam County Democratic Chairman Dave Bomer, who's hosted several fundraisers for Ellsworth's campaigns in Indiana's 8th District, says the former lawman is a sensible choice to replace Bayh.
First, Brad's a centrist. He sort of fits the kind of mold of a Democrat who could win statewide. He's a member of the Blue Dogs, as is Barron Hill, as is Joe Donnelly. Brad probably has had a little bit more experience at running for office, given that he was a two-term sheriff in Vanderburgh County before he ran for Congress. And believe me, having been involved in a few campaigns in the district, that does make a difference.
But Indiana Republican Party spokesman Trevor Foudy says the race still shapes up the same way for his side as it did when Bayh was the presumptive nominee.
Really, that doesn't change the game plan that much from running against Evan Bayh. They all speak a conservative rhetoric when they're back home, but then they go out to Washington and cast votes for these liberal policies that Hoosiers have rejected. So, you know, it looks like we may just be changing the name, but the playbook's going to stay the same.
As expected, Mount Vernon State Representative Trent Van Haften has filed his candidacy to run for Ellsworth's House seat. State Democratic leaders cannot officially announce Ellsworth as the party's choice until after the May 4th primary, though, due to a quirk in Indiana law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Bloomington.